This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Hi everyone, Sainmian here. This video is brought to you by a donation from The Man on Fire, and here's what he has to say. Hi Sainmian, that name comes from Metal Gear Solid number 5, and it's also the name I've taken up on the GoingYourOwnWay.com forum. I want you to keep your channel going and to discuss a vital crime documentary I watched several years ago, before taking the red pill. Many men in the red pill community advocate for geomaxing, and that you can find your Nawalt waiting for you in Southeast Asia. However, this story is a cautionary tale to help remind those people that hypergamy is universal. Stephen Davis was a 32-year-old British businessman who worked as an expat in the Philippines. He frequented a bar and married a 17-year-old girl, who claimed to be 21, called Evelyn, who would perform entertainment there. She was from an impoverished background and her family were pleased that she married such an affluent man. They moved into a large house and had 2 children together. However, not all was well as she became ungrateful, and likely the intimacy completely dropped off too. She reportedly entertained other men while her husband was away. At some point, she befriended a local security guard, our chat of the story, named Alex Damgami. Despite being on a substantially lower salary than Stephen, Evelyn conspired to terminate her husband, and then monkey branched the other guy. Stephen's mother was naturally distraught that her son had been ended, and managed to help authorities track down the people that deleted him. There's a memorable moment in the documentary when she asked Evelyn while in prison, "Why did you do it?" She didn't answer, but we all know the answer. Because hypergamy doesn't care, of course. Unquote. Well, Man on Fire, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. To be fair, what happens to Stephen Davis in the Philippines happens more often than you know in North America. I remember years ago hearing about a woman that did the same thing in the West. Except she took Polaroids where she was playing soccer with the round part of his body that goes above his neck. If you know what I mean. This is definitely one of the risks you take by getting married. Yes, the purple pill community is aware of female nature, as well as the red pill pickup roached community too. The black pillars are clearly where the term geomaxing comes from. Most guys going their own way that follow me know marriage is a scam, and this would never happen to them because they stay away. But sometimes guys go stray, and it's quite possible that this video might prevent that from happening to one guy, and as a result save his life. I'll discuss more about this story in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new 3-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWbooks.com and use the promo code Sainmian to get 10% off. Now available in 4 formats. PDF, Mobi for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to Don't Marry a Filipina unless you want to support her entire extended family with many members you'll never meet in real life Clown World show. Margaret loved her son Stephen, and I would argue that for most of us, the love of our mother is the only love we actually get from women, because she's emotionally connected to us, at least in older generations. Today, that mothering instinct seems to have been diminished and is one of the reasons we're in the mess we're in as a society. Plus, let's not forget to mention that sons typically give attention to their mothers when their mothers get into their old age. The first thing about this story that was suspicious is when Margaret received a phone call where she heard the terrible news about her son. She picked up the phone and heard someone say, "Steven's had an accident. He's dead." And then the line went dead. Normally, if someone calls you and tells you that a close family member is dead, Jim, they don't just hang up without even consoling you. I thought it was his wife at first that called, but it was Steven's best friend. Steven was taken down by 3 armed men, it seems. So that makes it even more suspicious. So his mother went to the Philippines to retrieve his remains. When she got there, she was told by a local that whoever stood to gain from Steven's death may feel that you are in the way, i.e. you're next. Of course, it was most likely all about the money that Steven had that was going to his wife. He ran a successful computer company, and Margaret, his mama, was also a major shareholder in it. So you can see where this is going. 2 women fighting for the remains of a man's resources. Margaret had never even met the Filipina daughter-in-law before at all. Instead of consoling her, the woman just asked for more money. Margaret also heard from Stephen's friends that his wife Evelyn entertained many male friends while Stephen wasn't home and away for business. What type of entertainment, you ask? I'll let you use your imagination. So Margaret told the police that she suspected that Evelyn was behind the hit. The cops immediately dismissed her claims and told her to go away. So she decided that it was time for her to prove her son was taken out by his wife like good old Yeller. So she spent the next 2.5 years investigating on her own. A local policeman told her that a Western man marrying a Filipina is also marrying her family, and he may find the sweet kitten becomes an angry tiger if things don't go her way. You must be careful, he said. This sort of attitude shows you just how whipped many men in that country are. No wonder many are transmaxing. Margaret also found out that Evelyn had a boyfriend named Arnold. Also, 2 weeks before her son's death, she pawned off her wedding.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ring. She found the receipt while she was cleaning out her son's possessions. Margaret also tried getting visas to get her grandkids out of the country. And while she was doing that, the police suddenly arrested Arnold and the security guard named Alex Degami for the murder of her son. Her plan was then to supposedly bore the grandkids to try to get Evelyn, which she nicknamed Evil Lynn, arrested as well. But before she could do anything, the British embassy rushed Margaret and her granddaughter out of the country because they were worried about reprisals. Her grandson Joshua was left behind, however. Evelyn was absolutely furious over that. She, of course, took her son away, so in a way, she doesn't actually want her to take her son away as well. A half-white son would probably be looked upon more favorably in the Philippines, and make more money and be able to support his mama, no doubt. The Philippines sounds like a corrupt and unjust place. So guys that want a Geomax there need to understand that. Evelyn said that Joshua would see Stephen before he ever saw his grandmother. That shows what type of women we're dealing with here. But Joshua ended up with Margaret after all. He was suffering from malnutrition and infections and was tied to a tree by his ankle to make sure he didn't escape from his mother. By his mother. So are you still interested in geomaxing, gentlemen? It seems that women in even so-called third world traditional countries are having a hard time being actual mothers to their children these days. Yet this was almost two decades ago now. Joshua was sent to Margaret, but Evelyn took revenge by charging her with abducting her children, which meant she couldn't go back to the Philippines and try and get arrested. But things paid off for Margaret because Evelyn was eventually arrested. After a third gunman was taken into custody and he confessed that she was there the night of the deletion. In 2004, she went away for 40 years in prison and won't be eligible for early release. As for Margaret, she even wrote a book about her experiences. This story reminds me of a mother that left her daughter to die in her father's custody. She was telling me that she had guilt that never goes away. I interviewed her many years ago. I was freshly red-pilled back then, and I had the feeling that she was somehow getting a creepy form of attention from the whole ordeal. I also told the Filipina I was dating years ago that a friend of mine put all his money in Bitcoin where his ex-wife couldn't get at it. I was testing her and she failed. She started calling me Hitler and getting super angry with me. Money means the most in that culture, unfortunately. I guess she figured out that I was telling her that I knew her game without actually telling her I knew. Geomaxing might have been worth it half a century ago, but today with smartphones, you might find yourself in a shallow grave. It's a catch-22 situation. If you bring her back to the West, then feminism will destroy her completely. But if you stay in her country, you are a second-class citizen that doesn't understand the culture, the way that she does. She has the advantage both ways. The only way for you to have the advantage is not to play. Plus, there was a huge age gap of 10 years between Stephen and Evelyn. That usually means that you're nothing more than beta bucks and eventually you get cucked. It's just bad everywhere. In China, if you meet a woman, her parents will most likely be racist towards you. In Japan, she'll expect to control the money and for you to get $200 allowance each month if you're lucky. In the Philippines, you have to support her entire extended family. There are pitfalls in every country that go beyond just gynocentrism and female nature. Let this tale be a warning to all the men out there that are interested in practicing geomaxing. Guys want to play the sexual marketplace system, and in the end, all that happens is that they're the ones that get played. If you must get married and you do geomax, at least in some ways, it's still better than marrying a white Western woman. The odds of you staying together with her are pretty good, especially if you have higher sexual marketplace value than she does. The problem in the Philippines is that a lot of Western guys don't really think about the whole idea of divorce. Because there's no divorce, and you're staying together with her, which is not necessarily a good thing. Because if she can't divorce you, so she can ride the island dwarfism cock carousel, then there's a good chance that she can end you. If you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. Recently, someone was talking about guys needing to geomax by running off and finding women in East Africa. You know, we're starting to scrape the bottom of the barrel when we're talking about African Democratic Republics of whatever. After that, where's the next geomaxing frontier? There won't be one. Geomaxing is just men trying to bargain with reality. A reality where women are the same everywhere, and you can't escape that fact. Man on Fire, the documentary you sent me, is in the description as the not-so-mystery link. It's a good length and explains everything in more detail. I just used the article you sent me as my research. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Man on Fire for the donation as well as the topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that guys in third world countries think it's safe to smash women, but in the end, they get smashed by a cloud of bullets. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with a Sandman for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that prey on Western men's money and don't actually want them because they think they're not a good layaway. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.